USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is considering restarting construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall started by former President Trump. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said during a conversation with ICE employees last week that the administration was considering finishing gaps in the wall. As Governor Gavin Newsom of California faces a likely recall race in November, Caitlyn Jenner is reportedly looking to become the next governor of California. It's being reported that the former Olympic gold medalist and reality television star might give it a go. Jenner, a lifelong Republican, has 18 grandchildren and 10 children. A little-known Los Angeles-based actor was reportedly arrested by the FBI on Tuesday for allegedly running an enormous Ponzi scheme where he duped investors by lying about the success of his film distribution company. 34-year-old Zachary Horowitz, a.k.a. Zach Avery, is accused of cheating investors out of $227 million, USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
In a TV interview on Tuesday, former President Trump reiterated his recent statements objecting to Major League Baseball's recent decision to move the All-Star Game out of Atlanta, Georgia. The league's move was a reaction to Georgia's recently passed voting legislation, which was signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Trump suggested Major League Baseball was a woke organization during the interview with Newsmax. He also claimed fans were giving up on America's pastime and again called for a boycott of Major League Baseball. Tiger Woods' car crash was caused by excessive speed, but there are many things we might not ever know about the story. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department will release the findings of their investigation Wednesday morning, but it is a bit curious because last week we were told the findings would not be released because of privacy laws. The sheriff is expected to say the cause of the accident lies squarely on speed. St. Louis, Missouri Treasurer Tashira Jones, who has been outspoken in her criticism of the criminal justice system, won election Tuesday and will take over as the first black female mayor in St. Louis. She will be sworn in April 20th. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Future National Football League Hall of Famer Tom Brady is doing more than winning Super Bowls these days. The seven-time champion is also trying to become a winner in the business world. According to a representative for TB12, Brady is launching an NFT called Autograph. Autograph will bring together some of the world's most iconic names and brands to create and launch NFTs, or non-fungible token. NFT is a unique digital asset managed on blockchain that you're able to buy, sell, trade, and own. The CDC has released the latest on the number of Americans who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, reports on the progress.
To date, more than 106 million people have received at least one dose, and more than 61.4 million, or 18.5%, are fully vaccinated.
Dr. Walensky tells us she knows about the frustration of many Americans to get past this pandemic.
I understand that people are tired and that they are ready for this pandemic to be over, as am I. Please continue to hang in there and to continue to do the things that we know prevent the spread of the virus.
While the state of Michigan now leads the United States with new COVID-19 cases, Canada is facing a very serious third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Tuesday that the country's most populous province is struggling to respond to rising infections and hospitalizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.